cells.
This call is being recorded.
Multiple dimensional cells. And it will take you to a more full connection with your higher God self. And it will take you even beyond that to the higher self of the higher self and the higher self of that higher self. And so on, until you come to the monad, which is the highest self of all of you. And then you can even go beyond that, and we want you to go beyond that. We want you to go all the way as you go up the ladder, you may say, where you contact your multidimensional selves and your higher self, and then you go above your higher self and you contact that higher self. And again, to the next higher self and the next one. And continue on until you reach the monad, M-O-N-A-D. And when you reach the monad, that is the epiphany of your being. That is as high as you can go for your particular identity as a being here, a being that is one with the God source, but yet separate from the God source as well. And then you can go beyond that into infinity, into unity consciousness, into universal source consciousness. And at that universal source consciousness, you begin to lose yourself entirely in the universe. And at this point, you can begin to say, I am the universe. Say it within yourself. I am the universe. I am God's source. I am creator being. As you say this, know that it is so. Even if there is a part of you saying, no, that can't possibly be, that is blasphemy, or whatever it, your part of your monkey mind might be telling you here, let that go. Be the higher self within you. Be the higher mind, the universal mind within you. Be at that highest level of your being, and then beyond the highest level of all of the beings that have ever been created, until you finally come to the universal source of creation. And even that is not the highest. You can possibly begin to understand how deep this consciousness, this universal consciousness goes. It literally has no beginning and no end. Always has, is now, and always will be. That is you. That is the consciousness within you that continues on forever and ever and never dies. Only the physical body will eventually expire. But your consciousness, the you, continues on forever. If you haven't yet, feel yourself becoming lost within that universal consciousness as you become absorbed into it. And at some point, you may even begin to lose a sense of identity with who you are and become the identity of all that is. have for a moment while you are in this universal consciousness, I want you to feel as that consciousness. Begin to understand at that level what this is. Not at your three-dimensional consciousness level, but at universal source level. And if you can follow back in time. Time as you would know it, but in a sense of a simple or a single breath of the universal God source, universal central sun takes a breath in. 26,000 years later, breathes out. You breathe in and out within seconds. Universal God Source breathes out with and in within thousands of years. You are coming out of that inward breath. And universal God Source is now breathing out, beginning the out-breath. The out-breath has also been called the solar sneeze, as one or more have given here. The solar breath, an outward breath. The inward breath was the preparation. The outward breath is the action. So you can look at it as a universal cause and effect. The outward breath now is the effect. The effect is creating all that is happening here now in this galaxy, in this solar system. As the solar system is traveling through the galaxy and has moved into that photon belt. It also takes thousands of years to do. Thousands of years. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, I can see you.
Okay. Boy, what timing. This stuff should come back out.
No, it's not. I'm still there. All the space, we're still there.
Yeah. Right.
try to get back to you.
Okay.
Mani Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Mani Padme Uma, Om Om. Good evening to you. We're back here, and we will continue on if we can. Please, if you are where you were, stay there. Don't go away. Don't go anywhere. Just stay there and continue to bask in the glory that is the universal consciousness. This is something, believe it or not, that you can move in and out of any time you want to. You have the access to this. And the access is through your soul star chakra. So that has been reacquired by all of you now to be able to do this. So as the one who serves was saying here, you are experiencing the outward breath at this point. That is what is causing all of the cosmic changes that are happening throughout the entire galaxy here. It is not only your Earth that is ascending, as you have heard before, but it is the solar system and the entire galaxy also that is ascending, and all within the solar system and the galaxy. So you here on this planet are going first. You are the way showers. The planetary people here are the way showers for the solar system and the galaxy here. You see? But you, those of you that resonate to these words, that would even listen to what is being given here, you are the way showers for all of the people here on the planet. We are talking here of millions of you light workers and warriors, those that carry and share the light. You are the ones that are going first, going before. You are the John the Baptist here and are preparing the way for the Christ consciousness to come into all that are ready for it. And this is what is occurring. This is the ascension process here that is occurring now. And it is because the light is coming into the earth in wave after wave after wave and engulfing or illuminating the darkness everywhere. And those that are in darkness are either beginning to turn to the light or they are shying away from the light, because they cannot handle the higher vibrations. You see? Let me try and call. Stop trying to call. The emergency broadcast system. Here is what we are going to do here now, because of the difficulties in continuing this process, especially for this one, James, to go in and out, and to be able to hold the vibration here, our vibration within him. It is very disconcerting for him to do so. So we are going to have to curtail this. It was somewhat near the end anyway for tonight, but we have messages to come forward here. So we will proceed in that direction. So for now, allow yourself to come back down that pillar of light that is created there. And know that that pillar of light that has been created is something that you can move up anytime you want. You don't have to be here in this particular room to do so. There is no time and space. So that pillar of light exists wherever you built it yourself. And it is there, and you can move into it anytime you want. And in fact, if you would like, when you feel a sense of any kind of negative emotions come over you, or down feelings, or anything of this nature, just simply step into that pillar of light. And you don't even need to physically step into it. Step out in your astral body and step into it in that way. And go up the pillar of light, just as we did here. As high as you want to go. You can go all the way to Universal Source if you want to. But that connection is there for you. It is permanent. And you can access it anytime you want through your soul star chakra, just as we have here this evening. So allow yourself to come back now, down the pillar of light, all the way back down towards your physical body as that little ball of light within your soul star chakra, all the way down until you come back and merge with your physical body. And that little ball of light just kind of merges back in through your third eye. You become your physical self again. Return now to a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Come back in slowly. Don't rush it. It's a good thing that James was not fully out as some of you were, because he would have a rough time of it this evening. Let yourself come back now, open your eyes, look around. We would ask this now. Do you feel any different than you did previous to this exercise or experience here?
Yes.
And what is the difference here?
Totally relaxed.
Totally relaxed. Right. Calm. Spaciousness. Yes, very good.
Light.
Much light. Expanded light.
Yes.
Clarity.
Peaceful. Do you know what you are describing here? Yes, this is the fifth dimension. Now, we're going to do this again tomorrow evening, but differently here. And hopefully, you will have worked out all these crazy contraptions and their glitches here and there. But we know that these things can happen. And there is no reason to become frustrated about it. It just is what it is. And you could look at this as a test for yourselves, each and every one of you, to be able to hold back the frustration and just go with it. Go with the flow, as we say many, many times. Go with the flow here. We know that one did exactly that. No frustration. She said, I am on the phone. That is fine. You see? So there is no reason to become frustrated. Just let it be, whatever it is. And all of these things will take care of themselves. No worries here. Be happy. Yes.
Why is it the
way if you want. No worries. Be happy.
I don't understand this. 8 p.m. is 11, right?
There is one here that wishes to come forward here, and we are going to allow this if it is possible here. The James has given permission, has never done this before, but we are going to attempt to allow for this briefly. It cannot last very long here, but this one wishes to bring himself forward here, to be able to share with you and be able to give you an understanding of what she is dealing with and how it is for her. And, well, without any further ado, here she is. Who is that sitting in my chair? You cannot sit in that chair. That is my chair. I sit in that chair every time that we come here.
I feel you.
I know I have somewhat of an accent here because I am coming through this channel here. And it is very strange, I must say. We will see if I can get rid of this accent. It is weird here. Yes, that is better. But you don't understand, my dear friends, is what it is like to come to the other side. You don't remember. I experienced this, and it is wonderful and grand and glorious. It was a bit scary at first. And I so wanted to be here with you one last time, one last moment that I could be with all of your smiling faces and be able to share love with all of you and high vibrational feelings. Even though my health was deteriorating over the months previous to this particular advance. But you are all here. And guess what? I am able to be here now too.
Wonderful.
But guess what else? I don't have the hurts and the aches anymore as you do. I am free of all of that. And when I look in the mirror now, what do I see? I see a smiling face, a young, beautiful visage come through that mirror. I miss all of you. But I will see you again soon, sooner than you can possibly imagine. Because everything that we all had been hearing is coming. I can see it as I can look now into the future somewhat and be able to understand all of the ramifications of everything that has been going on. And it is coming. Toodaloo, my friends. I love you.
Toodaloo.
I love you.
Thank you, Toodaloo.
Well, that was somewhat different, was it not? The James was very hesitant to allow for this process, but we encouraged him and said it would be okay. He will not be taken over by Mary Lou and possessed here or anything. That will not happen. We would not let that ever happen. And we are joking, of course, that never could happen here. Because not only is the James very well protected, but all of you are very well protected. Even though many of you are beginning to experience the not so much channeling such as this, but the exchange of energies that is going on here. You are all beginning, if not already doing this, exchanging energies with many different entities around you, not the malevolent, not malevolent entities, but benevolent entities, ones that are here to assist you and help you. And all is this process, all within this process now to continue to bring you forward within the energies here. So allow it to be, and know that you are protected all the way through this. Even though one of you can pass on, and this can certainly happen, of course it has happened for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, but as we have been saying, that is coming to an end here. Not that your physical body will never expire, it will, but it will not necessarily expire in this generation here that you are in your current lifetime now. It may take 100 years, 200 years, 500 years even. It depends on you, each individual one of you, as to how long you want the body to be. You see, as you have heard many times, the body can last forever. It is meant to last. It is not meant to expire. It is not meant to go from dust to dust. That is the programming. Or as was said earlier in your discussion, the veil. That is the veil. It is the programming here. When the programming is gone, the veil is gone. You see? And that is all it is. And that is why Lady Nada some time ago came through this one and said, there is no veil. Because that is only part of the illusionary process here, the programming. Mm-hmm. And the programming is an illusion. You created the programming, yes, that is true, but you are not the ones that are continuing it. There are forces at work that are attempting to continue that programming. There are forces at work that have attempted to hold back the ascension process from you, to help keep you in the darkness, to not even let you know about ascension. And whenever anyone would bring that up, they would say that's conspiracy theory or whatever it might be. You see? But it is not. It is certainly not conspiracy theory. It is now becoming, or will become, fact. But it is also now fact. Because more and more you have to learn that you are in the moment now. You are coming to the zero point between the third dimension and the fifth dimension. And as you near that zero point, that point where you will not need to come back again unless you want to. And when you come to that point, time stands still. There is no more time as you know it from the third dimensional perspective. It is all past, present, and future, all as one in the present moment. And in that present moment, you find your reality each and every moment. And since you are finding your reality each and every moment, there are no longer the expectations that come with looking toward the future and the dashed expectations because your future did not turn out the way you wanted it to. You see, that will all be gone. That is where you are all headed. You hear this many times in many different ways, and we give it to you every which way we possibly can, and hope that one of these times it may begin to resonate within you. And even just a small bit of the programming may begin to fade away. And as that programming begins to fade away, new programming takes over, almost as if a new operating system is coming online. You are leaving the old operating system behind and moving on now into a new operating system, a new operating system that is at an optimum level for you and your consciousness and your vibrations in the moment. So that is what is coming here. Okay? We have one other that would like to share with you. Hold it, please.
Please mute.
Very good. No, it is still there. There is some music or something in the background there. There, it is gone. Very good. I am Para, and it is good to be here with you again in this way and to be able to share and open up much communication that is needed at this time. And it is needed because you are in the process now of a great many changes coming to the world, coming to your planet, and coming to your own individual world within you. But as these changes begin to develop more and more, and if you just simply look not at your media, the what is called the false media, not looking there, but looking for the truth behind the lies, the truth behind the cover-ups, and within that truth lies a great deal of understanding that is coming forward. A great deal of understanding as it comes forward that will open up many, many more eyes, bring many more out of their sleeping state to an awakened state such as you have been. But as they become awakened, you will become even more awakened so that you will be able to continue to mentor to those that are coming after you. That is what you came here to do. Just as we and the Ascended Masters and all are assisting and helping you, you are also going to be in a position to do that as well. You have your missions, just as we have our missions. And our missions and our projects and programs are coming to a crescendo now. They're coming to the apex of all of it coming together, all of the many projects and programs that have been agreed upon within our many, many councils over many hundreds of years now as we find it. And this has been an ongoing process preparing for these very moments that are not far off. You hear in terms of your 2020 and how that is going to be a miraculous year. And certainly it is. Is it going to bring the full event? Is it going to bring the solar flash? Very possibly. Not in stone. Nothing is ever written in stone, as your saying goes, because that is just the way it must be. We can look and we can see the probabilities of all of these things happening, and we can see them even happening now in your future moments right now. But consciousness then brings about shifts and changes in those probabilities and alters the probabilities at times and the possibilities. So it is not ever going to be exactly, no one can say it is next week. No one can say it is next month. No one can say it is completely next year. But we can say that everything right now is leading to a culmination, all coming together at once. And therefore, because it is all coming together at once, it will very well lead to that solar flash and event and the full ascension. The full ascension of those that come before you, those of you that are going to be in that first wave, those of you that are being prepared for this. You may not feel it at times. You may find yourself still wallowing in the third dimensional sorrows and frustrations and anger and hatred and all of these things that still occur within your life. But you are moving through all of that because the programming within you is changing. And you yourself, the conscious knowing self within you, is bringing about those changes. And nothing at this point, nothing outside of yourself can stop that. Only you can stop that from happening. It is your decision. It is your choice. You have always had freedom of choice. You have never not had freedom of choice. It is only the programming that has told you that you did not have it. It is only the programming that told you that you are slaves here, that someone else is in control. No one else is in control here and never has been. It only is within that illusion that those that appear to be in control are doing so. And this is what they built upon. They knew that if the program was set up so that they could be the ones in control, that all of you would just go along with the line that they are giving you. And that is what has happened. But that is coming to an end as the truth begin to come forth from all different directions. And they are doing so. Just simply look at that, your political scene now. Look what is happening to the president of your United States here. He is being bombarded from every direction to attempt to bring him out of his position. But will it happen? No, it can't happen because the people won't allow it. If the people were silent, that would happen. But the people are not silent any longer. Your internet has broken everything wide open and given those that would not have a voice, they now have a voice. And those that would not have the ears to hear now have the ears to hear and something to listen to. So that is all that is changing. Light is coming in from every direction now and illuminating the dark spaces everywhere. And those that thought they could hold off the ascension are realizing now that they cannot do it. But they are attempting to do everything they can because that is all they know. All they know is operating within the darkness and within the shadows. And until they are literally pulled out of those shadows, they will attempt to continue to do so. But you have all awakened. And the population of the earth is awakening every single moment now of every single day. More are awakening. And it won't be long before not just millions, but billions have awakened. And that is why everything was put on hold or put off somewhat, postponed by all of you together as a collective decided to do this. You as the light workers, as a collective of light workers, decided to hold off this process so more could come along. You're saying no one will be left behind. That is your saying. Even though you may not feel it directly within yourself, you know deep within you that that is the only way it can be. Because that is what you came here to do. And you will not stop until the job is done. Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings once again, and we are ready to conclude this. Are there anyone who wishes to share or any desire here, just on what has been given in this session, or by Kara, or whatever it might be this evening. Anything of this nature at all. Anyone on the phone? No one? No one wishes anything here? Then very good. Then we are through for the evening, and we will be back again tomorrow evening, and we have a wonderful experience set up for you. And if you are ailing in any way, or if you wish to become a part of the age stopping process and even age reversal process, then tune in tomorrow night and be ready. Okay, Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Oh, sorry, but yeah, I'm here. I must have been sitting back or something. We still have the people on the phone. We didn't lose you again, did we?
No. We're here.
Oh, good.
We're here. Good.